Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Our thoughts hold incredible power. They shape our perceptions, guide our actions, and ultimately determine the direction of our lives. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 23:7, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." You see, our inner thoughts define who we are and the life we experience. In Romans 12:2, we're reminded to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. It's through this renewal that we align with God's perfect will for our lives and step into the fullness of His promises. In this new year, through the power of God's Word and the renewal of your mind, you can uproot the weeds of negative thinking and plant seeds of truth that will bear fruit in every area of your life. Join us as we discover how this transformation is possible in today's message by Evangelist Paul Acqua, titled New Thoughts, New Life. Let's join in.
Happy New Year. If you renew your mind, you will renew your life, my friend. I want to just encourage you to spend more time in the Word of God. As we see what we are seeing in our lives today and in our generation, in this culture, with everything that's happening economically and just all the stuff happening in the world, it's really good to get more time in the Word of God as opposed to less time. Spend time with God, my friend. You know, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 is such an important scripture. It says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." So your way of thinking determines your way of life. That's why we need to think about what we are thinking about. That's why we need to renew our minds with the Word of God. I know many Christians know this scripture off by heart, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It's a very familiar scripture for most of us. But let's take a look at it again today. He says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed." How do you get transformed? And he goes on to say that, "By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or experience what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." What a powerful scripture I have just read to you now. So from this text of scripture, we discover that God does not want us to be conformed to the ways of the world, or in other words, how the world thinks. He says if we will renew our minds with the Word of God, we are going to be able to actually live differently from the world lives. We are going to be able to live transformed lives instead of conformed to the world's way of thinking. So my friend, you renew your mind and you renew your life. That's what it is. New way of thinking, new way of living. It's very important that we take note of this. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1 says this: "Before we knew Christ, our thinking process were different. But now that Christ has made us alive in Him, we need to renew our mind with the Word of God." And Ephesians 2 from verse 1 says this: "And He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Therefore, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Hallelujah. So my friend, before we believe in Jesus, we are dead in our spirit to God. blind to his ways, unable to communicate with him, and eternally separated from him because of our sinful nature. Essentially, that's what he's saying, that when we are not born again, we are used to being directed by our soul because our spirit is dead. We don't have a spirit that's alive unto God when we are not born again. It's important to note that. Now, once you get born again, we need to renew our mind. We need to renew our mind through the word of God. So the soul is used to being in control. And what happens for many in the world, they just go by popular notion. They hear things like, whatever feels good, do it. Whatever you think is good, do it. And that's the problem. We are so used to those patterns in our lives that they become familiar to us, to where it feels normal to do anything. We cannot change any of this by our own works. So that's what the Bible says, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. You see, dead people cannot help themselves. They cannot move. They cannot talk or respond in any way because they have no life. The only thing that can change our condition is a new spirit and a new life, which is Christ's gift to us when we believe in him as our Savior. Everyone needs a Savior. And we who have been saved, we don't have to go by our old way of life. We need the word of God to transform our mind. And so we will be having new thinking and new life. We were given life through Christ when we were dead in our sins. When you get born again, God takes that dead, corrupt spirit out of you. And you don't have that demonic sin nature on the inside of you anymore. You have got a brand new nature, brand new nature. This was an act of grace, independent of our efforts and works, you see. So God gave Christ's life to us who were dead in sin. So salvation rests in the work of God through Christ alone. Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. And I know you may be thinking, well, wait a minute, I still got a lust for many things. It's not because your nature is that way anymore, my friend. It's because you haven't renewed your mind. Your mind is very similar to a computer, and it was programmed to be selfish. It was programmed to think only about yourself. It was programmed to only look at things from your own selfish perspective. It was programmed to just do things on your own and only turn to God when you are in trouble. You see, it was programmed raw, and you are going to continue to have some of the same lusts and desires and things that you had before you got born again until you renew your mind through the word of God. So it's so important. God has given us his word to help us to change our lives. God says to us, when you are born again, there is a process that needs to happen once you have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light, to where we actually experience our thought lives being transformed. It causes us to not be conformed to those old patterns anymore, where the soul is used to being in control, but we begin to establish a new way of thinking and as a result, a new way of life. Don't you like that? You see, thoughts are very powerful. The way you think, they are very powerful. Thoughts are powerful, and according to Proverbs 23, verse 7 that we just read earlier on, they have creative ability. Thoughts have creative ability, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Your life is going to go the way of your dominant thoughts, which is why we must renew our thoughts with the word of God. You will never experience God beyond what you think. So if you want to experience him properly, you need what the word of God says. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And if you don't renew your thoughts and get your thoughts lined up with the word of God And if you are thinking wrong about things, then you will eventually experience the results of that wrong thinking. For example, God is who He is, regardless of what you think. But as far as your experience goes, you will never experience God beyond what you think. If your doctrine is wrong, your experience is also going to be wrong. Hallelujah. Change your thinking and change your life. It's so important. In fact, you cannot have a positive, exciting life and a negative mind. Many are unhappy, I tell you, with their lives because the minute they wake up in the morning, they start thinking negative. They start thinking sad, depressing things. We need to renew our minds with the Word of God. Maybe you have spent years thinking wrong thoughts based on a depraved, dysfunctional past. But that can change today by changing your thinking and having a new life. And how do you do that? You are transformed, renewing your mind by the Word of God. If you struggle with negative thinking, it's important for you to come to grips with the fact that your life won't change until your thinking does. Thinking God's thoughts is vital for change, my friend. God has got wonderful plans for us. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 11 to 13, which many of us know of by heart. So you see, God has a wonderful life plan for every single one of us. Change your thinking and go for what God has planned for you, my friend. The Bible says that God loves us, but have you ever struggled to believe that? That's the question to you. I have learned that if we never meditate on God's word, we will never experience the depth of His love for us. We need to meditate God's word and we will experience the depth of His love for us. The love of God is meant to be a powerful force in our lives, one that will take us through even the most difficult trials into victory. Because you know, if God be for you, who can be against you? And if you know that nothing can separate you from the love of God, it doesn't matter your situation, it doesn't matter your circumstances, it doesn't matter what is going around you, it doesn't matter what people are saying and what they are not saying. If you really know God's love, that God loves you so much, it's a powerful force in your life, and that will take you through whatever you have. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, change your thinking through the Word of God, and your life will change. And if you haven't received Him, then you cannot even change your thinking. You need to change your thinking by the help of the Holy Spirit. And if you want to receive Him right now, you can do so by praying this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at plus 44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.